USA Radio News.
Japan and the U.S. are teaming up for military training exercises. John Hunt reports.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and Russia.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech asked U.S. regulators to authorize an additional booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors. That would add a fourth shot to the regimen for adults over the age of 65. If the request is approved, a key question would be how soon seniors would be advised to roll up their sleeves, given case counts in the U.S. are dropping. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people say, I have my cousin, I have a son of work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul wondered out loud on Tuesday about the plan to transfer fighter jets from Poland to Ukraine and why it was discussed publicly. Senator Paul told Newsmax it's a major blunder by the Biden administration.
I think the big mistake here was if you're going to help someone by arming them or giving them weapons, announcing it and debating it in public is probably not the best way to do. The simpler, more strategic, better plan would have been to clandestinely have Poland should have just shipped the planes across.
In related news, Ukraine says it sees possible room for compromise in talks with Russia. This in light of Moscow's bombardment of Kyiv. An estimated 20,000 civilians have fled the desperately encircled city of Mariupol by way of a humanitarian corridor. The exodus marks the biggest evacuation yet of the bombarded seaport, where the dead have had to be buried in mass graves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. Senate has voted to nix a requirement to wear masks on public transportation as the country rolls back coronavirus rules and restrictions. Senators voted 57-40 on the resolution, which would reduce the CDC's requirements that most people wear masks on public transportation, like trains, airplanes, and buses. The resolution is likely to hit a wall in the House. The Iditarod has a new top dog. Lance Pry reports.
Musher Brent Sass won the 50th annual and very difficult Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race across 1,000 miles of Alaska. On Tuesday, his team of 11 dogs dashed off the Bering Sea ice through a crowd of fans in downtown Nome, Alaska. This year's event began with 49 mushers, 5 dropped out along the trail, and Mr. Sass takes home $50,000.
No charges will be filed against the Chicago police officers who chased and fatally shot 13-year-old Adam Toledo and 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez during foot pursuits within days of each other last year. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said there was insufficient evidence to charge the officers in the deaths, who were captured on video that showed both suspects appeared to have guns prior to the shootings. Fox had been critical of the officers in the shooting death of Alvarez, saying they created the situation that put them in danger. And second gentleman Douglas Emhoff has tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.